Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
We got ahead early and, gave away a soft try maybe a bit before half-time, and the cards probably affected both sides. But look, I thought the ref did a good job, and like local derbies are always tense affairs, and I think it was a tense match. I don't think either side probably played to their full potential. It certainly wasn't free-flowing, but, you know, very combative, you know, a lot of physicality in it. Dolphin, powerful scrum, you know, and a lot of set pieces. So it was a difficult game, really, you know, for either side to get into a stride or get away. And, you know, we went ahead, they went ahead, we went ahead, and it just kind of petered out, really, after that, you know.
Yeah, just on the opening, fantastic try, really lovely Gerber kick, an all touchdown, the perfect start, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, look, we thought, given the game that it was, you know, that they'd be fairly active in defence and come at us very hard, you know, just to bring the physicality of the game. And we just said we'd slide one or two in behind them and just turn them a little bit to give ourselves a bit of space. But a lovely kick, and to be fair, Scott DC did fantastically well to get a touchdown, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose the middle 20 maybe in the first half a bit, it was a bit frustrating for your players, do you reckon?
It was. I mean, we got ourselves into good positions, and look, our line-out didn't function as well as it could have, which, you know, didn't give us the platform. So we were winning ball in the middle of the pitch, or we were getting good field position, but we just didn't have enough ball down there to put enough pressure on to turn it into points. So that was frustrating. And like at 8 points, you know, they were always going to come back and get a chance, and to be fair, they got a sniff down here and they took it very well.
Just in the opening of the second half, they got the penalty. I think that pulled it back to 5, I think. Were you pleased the way the boys kind of recomposed themselves and kind of pretty much controlled the game after that?
Yeah, I think we controlled most of the second half. We missed, you know, a couple of kicks and we got a couple and maybe could have been a bit further ahead. Down here on the line, we tapped and went with a penalty, and, you know, maybe should have converted that into points with the pressure we had on the line. But, you know, again, like, greasy night, a little knock on, and the pressure was relieved. So that really, you know, for me was the turning point of the second half. Had we put another 5 or 7 points on the board then, I think we might have kicked on. But when you have such a slender lead, you know, and going down to 5 points at the death, you're just nervous, you just don't want to make mistakes. So, you know, we're trying to play territory down there and they were trying to get up. And but look, we defended well, we soaked up the pressure and saw it out comfortably, I thought, you know.
Yeah, were you a little disappointed the way you let them back into it, and like, considering you are pretty much dominating the possession and the game?
Absolutely, you know, I think that would be the disappointing factor, that, you know, we didn't put more points on when they were down a man in the middle period, and what happened was after that is then we lost one, yeah. You know, so then we were in defensive mode after that, whereas had we put a few points on in that middle period, we could have kicked on from there. But look, you know, two teams doing well, both having a good start to the league. Like, you can't lose sight that it is a long league campaign, and it's just about improving week to week. So look, you need to cut your cloth accordingly. We needed to win tonight. Bottom line, anything more than that was a bonus. So, you know, we'd be very happy to take the points and move on to next week. Yeah,
yeah, good to get the win ahead of another trip to Dublin next week, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, coming into it, we've beaten Munsters, you know, we've won all our home games, you know, beating Clontarf, going up to Lansdowne, who are table toppers, and winning, and then, you know, winning what's always going to be a tough game here at home gives us confidence that, you know, we're going to be very competitive this year. And and, you know, we'd sort out a few little things, we'd get better and better, yeah.
Yeah, nice to have bragging rights around the place for a while as well, I guess.
Ah, yeah, well, look, you know, look, to be fair, both sides are very competitive this year and should do well in the league. And, you know, there's a healthy respect there between the two sides. And, you know, it's good for Cork Rugby to have two sides in the top flight and fighting it out at the top end of it.
Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.